For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is the giant here?
Yeah, he's out there.
How shall he shield his face, or is he beyond that at this point?
No, he's not beyond it, because there are some pit bulls on that face.
Oh, no, now bring him in. Now I just want to see his face. Hold on. Don't do anything yet. I got to get on the Periscope real quick. I forget that Periscope exists. I know we got Bone TV and stuff, but sometimes we get a view of the giant that you don't normally get to see. My favorite is Hoppy and Galvin next
Why?
To each other. Because I feel like in the end, you're going to love him.
You're wrong.
No?
You're as wrong as the guy who said, I'm going to be a Bucks fan next year. He goes, oh, we'll see when you're a Bucks fan. I go, I'm a Steelers fan. I've been a Steelers fan for 44 years. Like, I was literally born a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Why would I all of a sudden change to the Bucks?
Right.
Like, hey, good. I hope for Tampa Bay that the Bucks do well and stuff. But I'm not going to be a Bucks fan. Sorry. You know?
You don't have to be mean about it. You're like mean. Great.
Not mean, but I'm certainly not going to be this guy's fan either.
All right. Well, then let's bring Galvin's fan in here, or friend in here.
You ruined it.
Bert just said, go Rams. Don't jump on that L.A. Bert. Oh, Hoppy, look at you all present. First of all, stand up. So you walk into somebody's house, you don't just go plop on their couch.
It's because I have scoliosis. I want to sit down.
You have to wait to be invited to sit down.
Good point.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm on cloud nine over the interview on Friday, man. That was the happiest moment of my life, I believe.
I have to tell you, we brought you in here and we let you interview Jim Norton with a mask on.
Yeah.
And you did it, and I thought you were going to be terrible, and you were really good. Even with the mask on, with the nerves, and with your idol sitting next to you, you did a good job.
I was shaking like I was on black tar heroin.
You were shaking a lot. Galvin, you have to admit, even though you hate Hoppy, he did a pretty good job.
Are you serious, or what do you want to do here?
I think I just heard some crickets. So
I'm asking you. You didn't think he did better than expected?
You ask questions to a guy. I mean, that's like seeing a dog walk upright. Like, that's how amazed you guys are that a human can ask questions.
Well, he's had a lot working against him that day.
I'm sort of a human. It's up for debate.
And by the way, Bert Kreischer said black tar heroin doesn't make you shake. He would know.
If he wants to come on his show, I'm down whenever.
You would like to interview Bert Kreischer for your podcast?
Dude, interviewing comedians is fun, man.
Are you going to say to him that he's your hero?
I would not, because Jim Norton is literally the reason I'm in radio. O&A literally influenced me, but I'm a big fan of edgy comedy like Bert. So.
Yeah, you consider Bert edgy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You look like a little boy today.
I know. Somebody online, I took a picture on Snapchat. They said I look like a butch lesbian. So
that's kind of what you look like.
Whenever I wear a flannel and I don't spike my hair, look like a lesbian. So.
You didn't annoy me today. Like, why does Galvin hate you right away? Like, as soon as you walk in.
I hate this situation, man. I hate this situation.
What do you mean you hate it?
I just don't understand what you guys think you're doing. You're ridiculous. You're setting him up for failure.
I'm not setting him up. Do you feel like you're being set up?
No, because
he doesn't know. He's a dog walking upright. The dog doesn't know that the tennis ball didn't get thrown.
And you're the dog owner that just lets the leash off and just lets the dog go into traffic.
There you go. That's what that guy says.
Uh-huh.
You're doing a fantastic job saying words.
He went into the comedy club, okay, and he interviewed Jim Norton.
And okay. Kelsey Cook, who, trust me, in 3 years, she will be huge.
I don't think so. She wasn't that good. I didn't think she was that good. Did you think she was that good?
No, she was very attractive, and she had funny jokes, but you could kind of see the punchlines coming from a mile away.
Right.
It was like, hey, I flew into town, and boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah,
like,
I was
waiting
that.
For that.
Like, you'll find her at a gay coffee shop on a Monday night. Okay, so listen to me. You had a chance. What did you ask Norton when you were in the club?
I asked him about how his first show went, and then we somehow started talking about Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I had to talk about his sex life because he's just known for getting like hookers and that.
Right.
So we talked about that. He gave me some advice for dating, and then we ended the interview by him talking about banging Brie Olsen and then where to find his shows.
I was unaware that he banged Brie Olsen. Galvin, did you know that?
Nope.
See? So you brought something to Galvin that he was unaware of before.
Yes, and I know Galvin's a huge fan of the interview. Probably had it plugged into his aux cord in his car going across to Howard Franklin.
Have you ever listened to Hoppy's podcast?
No.
At all?
No.
Is there a guest that he would get out? What if he had Ben Roethlisberger
on? He could have
on?
Led Zeppelin reunite on his show.
What if I had Mike Tomlin?
I did hear him ask a good question. He did ask Norton how he changes his set if the crowd isn't really going with what he's doing.
Right.
So it was interesting to hear some of that stuff. And then I got kind of escorted out of the backstage area, and I walked. Well, I didn't want to interrupt them anymore, and we were obviously distracting them, trying to take photos and video. And
this is how I knew the interview was going well. When I walked back there, he was holding up a Hoppy Hour T-shirt,
doing chipper,
and making a little bit of a little video for you.
And then he gave me a shout out playing his Uncle Paul character in front of everybody, which that gave me chills. I was laughing.
Did you call your mother and tell her about all the good stuff?
I told her right when I was driving across to Howard Franklin back home.
Is she excited for you now?
Oh, yeah. She was pumped.
I feel like this is, you turned a corner. I feel like you're back on track again.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I'm listening when I'm driving across the bridge home, and I'm like, there's no way I just interviewed Jim Norton without a speech moment. Like, I was in the zone. Like, to me, when I was going in, I was really nervous. My hands were shaky.
What's that, Galvin? I couldn't hear you off mic.
We should have him talk more on the show and do more stuff.
It was one of those things where I said, I can't fail. Like, there's not enough time to just worry about it. So I started playing Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
Right.
To the interview, and I did well. And I'm very proud of it. I got a lot of good compliments from people of the previous show I worked on.
Is it available now?
That show even liked it.
Is it available now, the Hoppy Hour podcast with Jim Norton?
The iPhone or Google Play Shop. Download the Hoppy Radio app. I'll tweet out the link afterwards, too.
All right. Carmen, are you ready to...
retweeted it.
All right, don't get crazy now. Carmen, are you ready to punch everybody now?
Yes.
Why don't you start with Galvin?
Yeah, in the ears. Can you punch me in the ears?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Galvin, you're particularly ornery today.
I'm over it.
What are you over?
Him, this.
Why?
Because it's terrible.
What about it is so bad? We're following the career of a young, up-and-coming radio guy.
Nope. With nothing. Yeah.
We're not, though.
You're
following him.
You're going to be his downfall. You're the one that'll always be in the back of his mind telling him he's a failure.
No, I save him the trouble of wasting 10 more years on this where he can go and start working at Walmart or Home Depot or whatever.
You say he has no future.
No. You want to make a bet, dude? Would you put money on it? Would you put a lot of money that he's going to be successful in radio?
And well, what do you consider? Is Spanish successful in radio?
Why do I got to get pulled into this?
Because I think he could achieve the level that Spanish is at.
What?
Yes. You don't feel. Would you consider that a success?
Is Spanish a success?
Yeah, like, would you consider him successful in radio?
I think he's doing all right.
Look at him.
Thank God.
So.
No, I mean, not even anything you. The fact that you're on this show in this market, you're doing all right.
That might have been the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
So what? So you don't think that, what if they put Hoppy on another show on this radio station? Like, say Roger and JP moved here, and they needed a guy, and he became the Spanish of their show. Would you consider that a success?
No.
Why? It's the same thing as what Spanish has.
I don't think their show is as good as our show.
True, but it's still a job in this big market on this radio station. I think that Hoppy can achieve the success of at least what Spanish has. Where do you see yourself, Hoppy?
I think I look up to what Rob and Spanish do just because they're in a major market on a top-rated morning show and their characters and on-air personalities. I mean, to be a Spanish, I mean, he's well regarded here. He's loved by the fan base. I would love to be that. I mean,
so there you go. There you go.
I look up to Spanish.
When I think of Spanish, I think of well regarded.
Oh, come on, don't ruin it.
Punch me in the face. Let's go. Oh my God.
Two punches on Galvin. Here we go. Carmen punching Galvin twice.
Oh my God. I don't
What's wrong?
Today. I don't know. I'm a little off balance.
All right. Well, all right.
There you
go. Both same in the same spot, and it gives you the tingle arm.
I don't like
it. She gave me the tingle arm.
Why don't you punch Rob next, then we'll punch Hoppy.
Which one?
Spanish.
Okay.
Punch him in his bad shoulder. All right, here we go. Two punches on Rob.
Oh!
Ow! Oh! It's like...
There you go. All right, Hoppy, you ready? Lift that microphone up to your giant arms. There we go. That hurt, Hoppy?
Make this last one good for the playoffs.
That was a little bit better than I expected. All right, Spanish now. I'll take my two, and this will be over. Don't not hit Spanish.
She's good.
You like him.
Oh, my God.
Carmen's throwing him hard.
Why? That wasn't a good one. I didn't follow through.
Oh, that one sucked. Galvin, a lot of talk on here saying that you are being a bully. People disagree with your.
Yep, they are.
People disagree with your opinion of hobby.
Then everyone's right.
When I won Best Local Podcast, I'll never forget the next day. Galvin gives me a knuckle and says, "But seriously, good job." So,
deep down inside, he cares about you.
You're out of your mind.
Yes, you did.
You're out of your mind.
I will never forget that.
No, you're making stuff up.
I am not making anything.
You're 100% lying. There's no way. First off, I don't give knuckles.
Howie Mandel said I didn't shake his hand, and I know I did, Hoppy. So I would say Galvin probably gave me knuckles.
I mean, there'd be Cowhead TV footage of it somewhere because it probably happened in the studio since they don't talk outside of the studio.
No. I don't think so. All right. You ready?
Ready? Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling really good. How are you doing?
I don't really talk too much.
I'm enjoying the segment. I don't know what I like more, Hoppy or Galvin watching him just writhe with anger. All right, here we go.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Would it kill you to let a nipple slip?
Yes. I can't punch you.
No, you can't.
I know. You're too tall.
I said sexy wrong. All right. There you go. In closing, Hoppy.
I just want to say that we have one or two more of these left. Until the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it's been an absolute honor, and I've been meditating lately. And
hold on. Pick your giant microphone up so I can see you. What do you mean you've been meditating?
There's this girl named Anita Moriani who died for about 10 minutes, and she has this awesome meditation tape I listen to on YouTube.
Right.
And it helps me calm my nerves.
Maybe you can do it with Galvin so you two can calm down together.
I think it would
help. How
does
it go? But,
she goes, "You can close your eyes now. And begin breathing deeply." And
try to teach Galvin how to do it.
And pretend you're in a different world, Galvin, where you hear the beach sounds and the lovely waves going up and down. Close your eyes and think about the happiest moment in your life. And think about it. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Is it working, Galvin?
Nope.
What's the happiest moment in your life? What do you think about interviewing Jim Norton?
I think even though it didn't work out, getting my first radio job, and then I think the happiest moment was getting the job here and then driving down and then the Jim Norton interview.
So there's so many happiest moments.
And Galvin's trying to take his happiness away every step of the way.
But the Jim Norton one was just weird because like he walked in and goes, "Hi, Hoppy." So like he knew my name. It wasn't like I was the weird, goofy intern.
You
from
think
the show.
That you're still not the weird, goofy intern because you remembered your name?
Oh, no. I'll be that until something happens.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many times have you been in the studio with us?
I would say maybe 20, maybe 18.
And what do I ask you every time that you come in here? I'm a father, so I know the difference.
Father?
I'm a father. I have kids, so I know the answers. Yeah. You did not brush your teeth today.
I did not.
Why?
Because I woke up late.
It doesn't matter. I don't understand.
Success.
I don't understand.
Success.
I usually
can't brush his teeth. Going to be huge success. Yeah. Most self-made billionaires don't brush their own teeth.
Yeah, Hoppy, he's got a point there, man. I even bring it up. You should go. I know he's going to ask. I know he's going to ask and then be ready.
I've been good lately. I mean,
I can see him from here. It looks like you have one big tooth in the front because you don't brush. So the gaps between your teeth get filled with plaque and stuff. Oh. So it looks like you have one big stick of margarine for the top row of your teeth.
You're good with that analogy.
I'm right. I can see what it looks like. It's bad enough you have baby teeth. Now you have yellow baby teeth. All right. Well, I'm trying to help you out here.
You
wore a nice shirt today. You didn't iron it or anything, but you wore a nice shirt. And You probably got to stretch it down, right?
Shoes that she got me. They're very comfortable. Thank you, Amanda.
What do you do? Because people point out that, like, we gave you a new pair of shoes, and, like, 3 days later, it looks like you ran a Tough Mudder in them.
I don't know. I just walk in dirt on an accident.
Well, and he craps in them. Remember, he was with Matt from Horn
Blasters. Yeah, he did crap in your shoes.
He did.
Good times, Rob. Thank you for reminding me.
Great memory, Rob.
All right. A resume builder.
I think we're bringing it around. I think you're on your way to success. I'm really if you just get those teeth brushed and work that into the meditation.
I will.
Mike? I will brush my teeth. Do you need a toothbrush? Like, are you?
No, I have one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you need a new one?
I need a lot of things.
You should
in
get
life.
Steel wool to start out with, and just grind them down a little bit. What do you need? What's your biggest deficit? What are you missing?
Intelligence. What's my biggest deficit?
You got a television.
No, intelligence.
Oh, intelligence.
I get what you did there, Rob. I don't know. I've been thinking about that. I just think I need to keep improving as someone who does a podcast, and my ultimate dream is to get on FM radio or Sirius radio. My goal is to like have this happy hour be a thing.
Well, Galvin agreed you'll be as successful as Spanish someday.
And Spanish is all skinny now.
Yeah.
He's got a skinny face. Okay. Got nice clothes.
Thanks, man.
I'd love to be Spanish.
So that has nothing to do with your work ethic, just everything to do with your appearance.
He has nice clothes and he wears them. You have nice clothes and you don't ever wear them.
Because I got to figure out how to iron.
Okay. That's a good start, admitting that you have a problem. Look at Rob. Look, you got Rob. You got Rob. He's got coffee in his nose. He's got coffee in his nose.
There was a rumor that when he lived up in Cleveland, he didn't know how to screw a light bulb in or replace a light bulb. Is that true that you didn't know how to replace light bulbs?
He didn't even need a ladder.
And lamps?
No, what happened was I was nervous about doing it over the host microphone because he's very picky and he's a narcissist, and I didn't want it to be brought up on air. And there's also a rumor that I broke his humidifier, which isn't true. So whatever he says goes through one ear and out the other.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Hoppy.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. I think a successful appearance out of mask today.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just me? Okay.
I'm just not a clapper. I just don't know. Bye, Hobby.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Man, why do you hate him so much?
I'm not talking about him anymore.
Why?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be involved in that. If you want to have him in here, I'll just leave the room.
So you'll leave when he comes in?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's, yeah.
Why are you so offended by him?
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes him.
What do you mean nobody likes him? They don't like him because you tell them not to like him.
They like him because you tell them to like him.
Right.
Just how he won the podcast.
So you're... It's another project. Right.
It's another project.
So why can't you work with the project?
It's not a project that's going to work.
No?
No. The project is done. It's over. The project's over.
I don't know. I think it's coming back around. He had a good weekend. Sometimes when you get some good injected into your life, that'll turn things around.
All right.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.